Hey, sister.
Hey, sister.
Hey, sister. It's been a while.
It's been a long time coming.
It has been a long time coming. So, obviously, episode 3 did not happen as quickly or as easily as episode 1 and 2. But a lot of things have happened around here, and so we're going to do a little bit of a rewind episode. We wanted episode 3 to be about learning more about, like, fostering a relationship with God, and that's a subject that's really important to us, and so we want to make sure we do that episode. It's due diligence. Like, we don't want to rush that, and lately, we've been rushing around here.
Rush everything, actually.
Sky could speak to this more, but schedules have been packed. Yeah. It's been really hard as Sky's transitioned to college and is getting used to some things to find time to podcast. And same with my job. It's ramping up. It's getting busy. We're going into Black Friday and Christmas and still planning a wedding. And so we want to make sure that when we do that episode, we give it the time it deserves. And so this episode is not going to be that. But we're going to tell y'all what's been going on this last month and a half, 2 months?
Maybe even longer.
Maybe even longer. We don't even know. We can't even keep track of the time around here.
We tried to film this episode like 3 different times and it was just not it.
Yeah.
It was not gonna happen.
Even today, we're pushing it. Like, we're together because neither of us live at home anymore, obviously. I'm in Alabama.
That is weird to say.
She's in Baton Rouge. And so we're here. We've come together. Taylor Swift has brought us 2 together. And so we've taken a chunk out of our day. We're not sleeping in late so that we can record the podcast.
And hopefully still have enough energy for tonight.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and dive in. Last thing we talked about, Sky, was recruitment. Was it everything you expected?
Yes and no. It's just like, if you don't know what to expect and you go to recruitment for the first time without looking at anything on social media, you're going to be like, what the heck?
That was me. Because,
yeah, but I even knew a lot about it and still it was just the little things like lining up outside of the houses, fever dream. I don't know. I don't even know what was happening. Like, and then walking up and down Sorority Row, and there's just food trucks to feed us. And it's these girls in, this was the pref round. So it's these girls in these expensive dresses and heels. And
at food trucks?
Yes, because the food trucks were up and down the row to feed us in between our parties. And it'd be like full dresses, full makeup, full heels, hair up. And they're in line for Big Cheesy. It's so nice. Funny. And I don't know, it's just when the party's about to start and you're about to go in this house and everyone down the row all at once screams because they all have walkie-talkies, like the people that are running it, and they all scream, "Party starts!"
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
And I'm shaking in my boots.
Yeah.
And I will say, the first house that I went in my head, I was like, oh, got this, easy, like, I'm ready. No, I screwed up in that
test
house. Huh?
What did you say? The first test?
The first house that I went
in. Oh, the first house.
I did not do well in there. It was crazy. I screwed up a lot in that conversation. But then, once I got the first house over with, I was fine.
I went into recruitment not knowing anything because when I went through, no one was allowed to post on social media. Yeah. So there was a silence whenever silence started, which there still is a silence where you can't talk to the members. When that silence started, all chapters had to stop posting on Instagram at all. Like, they couldn't post anything.
It's so crazy because they will take, like, hours out of workshop the week before now to do TikToks.
Yeah, that they weren't even allowed to post. And so there was no, like, stalking anything on social media. And so it's cool to see, like, how different our experiences were. But what was your favorite part of the recruitment week?
I would say my favorite part was prep day. Because
surprising, because that's stressful for most people.
Actually, you're right. But everyone was telling me before recruitment that, like, you're going to get this gut feeling. You're going to know. And I thought that was just Oh, you have to answer that. Amanda can be on the
pause,
podcast.
Please.
Get up, it's game day.
We're up.
Yeah,
for Taylor Swift. We're also filming our podcast right now, and so your Get Up, It's Game Day is going to be live in the podcast.
Oh, well, that's fun.
It is kind of fun.
Happy game day. Enjoy your podcast.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
Bye. Bye. Sorry.
Get Up, It's Game
it's
Day.
It's Game Day.
Okay, what was I saying?
Prep was your prep. Yes. It was your favorite night, but that's stressful for most people is what I was getting at.
And okay, so yes. Most people were saying that I was going to get a gut feeling to know what I wanted to do about my decision between the two that I really, really loved, which I was so grateful and thankful and blessed to wake up and see that I had gotten back both that I really, really, really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, I cried at both. I mean, I cried walking out of both of these sororities the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's hard. And I talked to my Gamma Chi for probably, like, 20 minutes that night. Actually, on the porch of Zeta, which was so sentimental since Brooks is Zeta.
Yeah.
And that was really cool because I was sitting in the rocking chairs and I was like, this is so full circle.
Yeah.
Like, if someone could have, like, taken a video of me picking which sorority I wanted to be in on the front porch of your sorority.
Yeah.
Where we used to, like, hang out. Like, that's cool. But I got that gut feeling. Anyways, is what I was saying. And I was relieved to, like, know.
Yeah.
But it's because the sorority that I chose, something happened during their pref ceremony that, like, really aligned with my faith and my morals. And it was truly just a sign from God. And I didn't think, like, those two things would come together in such a simplistic but, like, beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. And it was perfect. And yeah. I knew. So that's probably
that's
my favorite part.
Really cool.
But I also loved, like, the little things, like, getting ready in my dorm and, like, walking home from sorority row with girls I've never even met before.
Yeah.
But
there's, like, a sisterhood aspect of it. Like, it is, yeah, like, girlhood at its core, but it's also really nerve-wracking. The only other point I want to touch on recruitment before we move on, because we have lots of topics today, is I thought it was really interesting. So the first round is video now. And when I was in recruitment, Icewater was in person. It wasn't over video. And the videos, like, Who Sky liked, which correct me if I'm wrong, but Who Sky liked from the videos did a complete almost like 360 once she got in the houses and actually started talking to the girls. Some people it probably
didn't. I don't even remember.
I just remember the comments you were telling to me, which we're not going to talk about on here because, like, that's beside the point. Like,
how do you remember and I don't?
But from watching the videos, I just remember Sky being like, oh, like, I didn't really like their video. Like, I just don't feel like I'd fit in there. But the videos is so hard because that just is like, how good is your videographer and your concept and how much time did you put in this video?
It's more like, did they go skydiving or ride around sorority row in a Jeep with the music on, or did they go skiing? If they didn't do any of those three and it's not in the video, well,
yeah,
it's literally
it was
all
like, yeah, compile like all your fun clips when, yes, everybody posted their videos after, and so they were able to see like what the other people's videos looked like, and some people's videos had themes, and it's just like
three sororities use the same song, so there's one.
Is it I Came Here For Love?
No, it's the I Wanna Be Close to You.
Point is, if you go through recruitment and you're listening to this podcast, maybe don't
base everything on
judge the videos too hard, because at the end of the day, it's really not a good representation, because
but I mean,
it was just funny to see Sky do that like 360.
You do get dropped after just rating
the
videos.
You do.
So like, just put the ones at the bottom that you are for sure don't. Maybe do your research.
So, Sky Wendy G, as you can see,
Gemma.
She
actually just got initiated 2 days ago.
Congrats.
Thanks.
We won't talk about initiation because I know you're not allowed to, but congratulations. I'm really excited for you, and I've loved to see, like,
it's so fun to have secrets now. Can I just preface that? Because you always had secrets, and now I have secrets, and it's the greatest thing ever.
And your secrets are now different than my secrets.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, Skye's in her sorority. She's initiated, so we're so excited for her. We've been going to game days. I've had the opportunity to come to a few, which has been really fun. But college, I'm not going to speak for Skye, but I would say has definitely, she's gone through the ups and downs that you go through freshman year.
Yeah. My biggest thing that I've learned is college is not for the weak. And I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah. I mean, it could be for the weak if you want to, like, flunk out and just party all the time.
But if you, like, actually want to establish yourself and have a good-ish GPA.
Yeah.
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 I've had to make sacrifices already, and it's been, like, it's month three.
So what's, like, the top thing that you've struggled with in case someone else has struggled with it? And, like, we could help them walk through it, maybe, by sharing your experience.
The level of stress. I think the most stressful I've gotten so far is the first exams for all of my classes. And for me, it was just really a problem because my chemistry professor and my trigonometry professor's schedules align to a T. So their exams, for every exam, are a day after the other, each week. So it's just, like, piled.
Yeah, that's hard.
And the testing center just freaks me out. Because they're kind of mean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, if you don't know what you're doing, they expect you to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
They put our phones in these bag things that lock, that only they have a key to, and then they give it to us. And the first time I took an exam in there, I was like, okay, well, I can't access my phone. So I, like, put the little bag thing on the table, and then I got fussed at. And he was like, that's supposed to be under your desk. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm new here. Oh, and then I got a parking ticket on the first day. And again, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm new here.
So I swear by this. I think it happens to every college freshman at some point where it feels like all of the things around you are going wrong and piling on top of each other.
Yep.
And it lasts for like a good 3 weeks, like I would say. And it happens to everyone, I promise, because it happened to me. And I, Skye can remember.
Please tell them what you said.
So, I don't remember if these were necessarily the things that happened, but I definitely received at least 5 parking tickets.
No, it was your bike, too.
No, my bike, that wasn't, I didn't have a bike till junior year.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't freshman year.
She got her bike towed.
I got, like, 5 parking tickets. I basically, like, missed a class at some point because I couldn't find it, or I went to a different class that I wasn't in. Like, I don't know. I did something embarrassing there where I, like, showed up at the wrong class.
Which everyone does, actually.
Well, yeah, but when you're a freshman, it's just, like, certain things are more embarrassing. There's just a lot of things that were going on that I was struggling with, and I called my mom, and I said, I hate LSU, and LSU hates me.
But in reality, you just hated college, and college hated you for 3 weeks. But then it was fine.
Yeah, and also, freshman year, this is what I've tried to tell Skye, but you're meeting so many new people. And I feel like your main goal is like, oh, I need to meet friends. I need to make friends. But it takes a long time to establish a good friendship. And so you look at all these other friendships in college, and you're like, wow, look how this friend group is so close. They do stuff all the time. I want to find a group like that. And so you started hanging out with all these people you know or the people you've met because it's who you've had the opportunity to meet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessarily who your personality and your values perfectly align with. Well, I think a lot of people go into freshman year with this false sense of, I'm going to get the greatest friend group, and it's probably not going to happen. Until at least your sophomore year. Because you've got to time to separate the friendship.
When I got into Delta Gamma, I was, like, thinking about Brooke. And I was like, okay, I need to find my group. Mm-hmm. I need to find my Amanda, Molly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just very unrealistic.
Yeah. But it'll happen.
To preface, Brooke found her best friends that are now her bridesmaids through her sorority.
Mm-hmm.
And she always used to tell me, going into college, don't find your groom, find your bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had
this... In high school, that applies to high school as well.
I had this intention to, like, once I joined the sorority, like, I have to find my best friends so fast that I can do literally everything with them and establish that close connection, and you're not. Yeah. Like, I have friends for
Yeah, don't be discouraged by that, but I'm just saying, like, I think a lot of people go through this, especially if they don't have a close friend from high school that's going to the same college as them, where they feel lonely. Because they're away from their family, they're in an environment that's different than what they're used to, they're having to do a lot of things on their own and independently, and then they're, like, trying to make all these friendships, but knowing that it's just not as close, like, you're comparing it to the ones you've already had, you're comparing it to other people, and so everyone typically, like, goes through this phase where they feel lonely, and, like, you just have to push through, and Sky went through it, and
I felt lonely?
Yes, you literally cried on the phone and said, I feel so lonely here.
Oh, yeah. See, it was just a phase.
It was just a phase. She doesn't even remember, but, no. Like, she had me so worried. Like, y'all, I, like, had so many conversations with my fiancé about this. Like, she had gotten to the point where she was just really stressed, overwhelmed, everything was piling up.
Because I thought I had to find my best friends.
But also, like,
I didn't.
Back to that piling up thing, like, you had your first exam the next day, you thought that you were going to fail because everybody else was talking about it, you couldn't even take the practice test in the right amount of time. I won't go into details.
I had to go to the infirmary the morning of my
exam. Yeah, there was a lot of things piled up. And so,
that's not it.
Yeah, when you called me, you were just like, I just feel so lonely here, and it was, like, very, you could tell that you didn't know if you could do it. Like, do it as in, like, be at college and be successful and stay there and, like, have this life that you wanted.
And now, well, I still have my, like, mid-semester crisis.
Well, and you still are struggling and walking through, like, finding your close-knit friends, and, like, there's still things that you're growing every day, and that's okay, that's what college is for.
But also, I think another issue was, like, in my member class, which is 119 girls, like, when we have meetings all together, I'd look around the room and it looked like everyone else was best friends. And that is so unrealistic.
Yeah, they're not. They're just, like, making friends.
Right. And then we ended up, like, talking about it. And a lot of the girls were being like, y'all, please come talk to me because I feel like I don't have any friends. And, like, I'd be like, oh, I saw that as the girl that was, like, had all the best friends in the world. And in reality, like, no, she didn't. She was just, like, talking to everyone, which is so good.
And, you know, we talked a lot about in the recruitment episode, sorority being paying for your friends or the idea of that. And I think some, like, we know that's not what it is, but you can have an unrealistic expectation that the second you join a sorority, you're going to have all these friends, but you still have to meet people. Like, there's so many people in a sorority, you still have to put that work in. And so the advice that I gave Sky was go hang out at the house more.
Yeah.
Go eat there, go study there, because other people are going to do the same thing, and that's how you're going to meet the girls that are actually in your sorority. When you're going to meetings, the chapter meetings, the new member meetings, whatever the case, normally there's people up at the stage talking. It's not like you can talk and visit and meet new people that easily.
Yep.
Did you
have chapter in Zeta?
Yeah.
In chapter room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every Monday.
Well, we're currently in a fraternity house while our old house is being renovated, which I'm so excited because I'm living in the new house next year, which is going to be crazy because it's going to be so new and beautiful. And anyways, we can't even have a chapter in our own sorority house right now, which is so fine, but, like,
it's different.
It's about the people in the room, not the building.
Yeah, and for sure. But even if you're not in a sorority and you're struggling with, like, feeling lonely at college, wanting to meet new friends, something that I kind of applied when I was trying to date that you could apply to friendships is you're not going to meet friends if you don't put yourself in a situation where your friends would be. So if you're not, like, going to coffee shops or going to places, like, if you're staying in your dorm room by yourself, you're not going to meet friends because they're not going to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to a location where they're going to be, and the location can determine the kind of friend you make.
In the club, we all fam.
Yeah, in the club, we all fam, but, like, you might not meet your best friend in the club. You might in the girls' bathroom, like, maybe. But
That's possible.
It's possible, but just keep in mind, like,
they're probably not sober.
What are your values? And, like, if you're really faithful and you go to church or you join a youth group, then, like, you might meet a friend there that has values that align more than you. Like, your odds are more in your favor. Even, like, at the union, at Chick-fil-A, or
bond over Chick-fil-A.
The library, class, lab, asking someone for help. Sky made a friend in the stairwell. Why don't you tell that story?
I was in the study room in my dorm, and I was using the whiteboard to just, like, brain rot all of the things for my exam the next day. And this girl came in to fill up her water bottle with ice, and I was like, hey, weren't you singing in the stairwell, like, a couple days ago? Like, she was playing guitar. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, you are so good. I meant to tell you, but I didn't want to interrupt you. Like, she was so good. And also, the acoustics in that stairwell are, like, superb.
And this was in your dorm room?
Yes.
Yeah, your dorm hall.
And I was like, dang, I wish I had confidence like her. So then I asked her if I could sing with her in the stairwell sometime soon.
That's so cute.
And she was like, yes.
But also, kudos to Sky for having the courage to go up to this girl and say those things, because I don't know that I would have.
Well, also, I don't sing in front of people.
Yeah,
like, people don't too. Know that I can sing.
Now you know.
And even when they do, and they're like, show us! And I'm like, no!
One time, we convinced Skye to sing when she was little at a Zeta Philanthropy event. They had karaoke.
Oh,
and she sang, is it called Burning House?
Yes!
She sang Burning House. And there's a video somewhere. Maybe, like, one day if we hit enough followers, we can, like, release a video.
One something. Day, I'm gonna do karaoke at Murphy's, and it's gonna be...
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, jeez.
So, let's talk about a few more things regarding college.
To just bring it all together, moral of the story is, you get out what you put in sorority, in college, in your classes. Yeah. It literally goes for every aspect of college. You get out what you put in.
Yeah.
And I knew that going into it, but I didn't realize how... It would apply to literally everything.
Yeah, and it can really, like, affect your attitude, too. Like, you have to stay positive up here.
Yep.
Before we move on to other subjects, I do want to ask Sky, because I know there's been a lot of funny things that have happened since you've been in college, so we're going to, like, lighten the mood a little bit. What has been, like, just tell us, share, like, some of your funny stories.
I went to go do my laundry in my dorm, which is, like, it's, like... 8 washing machines in a room. So, like, everyone's doing their laundry, not at once, but, like, people come and go. People will accidentally leave their clothes in the washing machine and leave them there to rot, mm-hmm. and then it's disgusting. People accidentally leave their stuff in the dryer. Well, I guess someone accidentally left their underwear in the dryer, and I just, like, didn't see it because it was at the top. Mm-hmm. So I just, like, threw my clothes in to dry it, and then I put it back in my laundry hamper. Well, I go to fold my laundry, and there's just someone else's underwear in my laundry hamper in my dorm.
Ew.
A girl.
I know it was clean. I know it was clean, but, like...
Still, ew.
Nasty! What about, like, the bathrooms, like, hall bath, showers, like...
Nothing funny has really happened. Oh, you can tell the funny story that happened when you came over. But
oh, yeah.
The only story I have about the bathroom is one time I was in the shower and the lights got turned off. Just went pitch black.
Love that.
At night. And
I was you're,
alone.
Like, naked in the hall shower.
Yes.
Love that. So we had the opportunity to... go to parents' night out. Me and my fiance
so
also
fun.
Went, and our parents went, and it was really fun. I didn't get to do that. They only did that in Zeta whenever you graduate, and they do a parents' night out, and then I graduated during COVID, and it got canceled. And so I was, like, ready to live through Sky. And we...
It exceeded expectations
yeah.
in every way.
Yeah, we went out to, like, one of the college bars after with my parents and my fiance and Sky. And we just had the time of our life, like, watching these kids sing karaoke with a whole bottle of wine. Like, kid you not, this man gets on the stage.
Man, with bottle of wine.
Man, let's and two backup men behind him. A whole bottle of wine with a really long straw sticking out the top. And they're about to sing We Are Never Getting Back Together by Taylor Swift, like, the intro's on, and his buddy gets in the mic, and he's like, he just got cheated on 3 times. And the main guy with the wine is like, bro, like, why are you airing out my laundry? But then they sing We're Never Getting Back Together, and he is, like, really getting into this chorus. Like, we are never, ever getting back together. And it was just, like...
And the talking portion of this song?
Oh, my gosh. They were killing it, honestly. So that was
funny. Hilarious. And the guy working the karaoke was just like, okay, up next week.
Yeah, moving on. So that was funny.
That was hilarious.
And then, I had the opportunity to...
When Dad came out with a bucket of neutrals, I really was just like, this is gonna be great.
It was cheaper than buying them individually.
I know, but I wasn't expecting that, and he was so proud. And I was like, this is gonna be so fun. And it was.
Yeah. So after that, I had the opportunity to stay with Skye in her dorm. We did a little sleepover. Her roommate wasn't there. She was going to be by herself anyway.
Which I'm so glad you let me stay in Zeta once, because it made going through Zeta so special for me when I was rushing.
Yeah.
And I told the girls, like, yeah, I had a sleepover here when I was little. And she loved that. She ate that up.
She did eat that up because she wanted you to go Zeta.
Okay. But we actually were friends after. Yeah. Because we just bonded really well. Okay.
So, I slept with Skye in her dorm. We're, like, walking down the hall. Like, we're just about to go in her dorm. It's, like, an all-girls hall.
Okay, I was... Yeah.
And, this man's just standing outside the bathroom with no shirt on and Coca-Cola pajama pants. And he's just, like, got his arms crossed.
I thought they were Cookie Monster.
I thought it was Coca-Cola. I'm pretty sure it was Coca-Cola. Yeah. Regardless, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of snack he had on his pajama pants. Just know it was, like, branded. He's got his arms folded and, like, the guiltiest look on his face. And, like, he's got no shirt on, no shoes. He's just standing outside the bathroom, which you don't need a card to get in. So, like, maybe...
No, but we're not allowed to bring boys in the bathroom. Like, we can have guys over, but the one thing RRA... She's so chill, but she's like, please just don't let boys in the bathroom. So that's why it's weird.
But then, like, why didn't he just stay in her dorm room?
Right.
I don't know. And he's just, like, making eye contact with us. And Skye's room is, like, kind of directly across from the bathroom. And so then we're, like, she's got to, like, put in the card and punch her numbers. And...
He said something.
He said, like, I don't even remember. It was, like, this is...
I was hoping you would because I forgot.
This is awkward or something like that.
It was.
He was, like, this is awkward.
And we're like, stop looking at us.
And no, I think
Skye... Put a shirt on!
I think Skye went, you're not supposed to be here.
I did say that.
And then he's just like...
I did.
And then this girl came out of the bathroom and, like, she got him and they just...
Went bye-bye. Skedaddled.
Anyway, that was funny. Something. And then we, like, they had these electronic scooters all over campus, and so the next morning we had to walk all the way to our parents' tailgate instead of walking. I put my sleepover bag and my pillow right on top of the electric scooter, and we just, like, zoomed across campus.
That was so fun.
It was fun. So yeah, there's definitely been ups and downs for Skye for college, and I wanted her, as she was walking through that, to prioritize herself and to prioritize her schedule and her school and making herself more established in her sorority, because that was most important. And that's why we didn't film. There just wasn't enough time to schedule, and she was already stressed enough that it was like, we're not going to have this podcast become a burden because this is supposed to be something fun that we do in our free time. And so sometimes you've got to learn, even if you had all these goals that you wanted to achieve, it's okay to, like, take a little break and prioritize yourself and what
and we'd rather it actually be good content. And
not
feel
rushed or stressful. I mean, we're rambling right now, but it's fine.
It's fine. Good ramble.
So, at this point in the episode, if you don't like Taylor Swift...
Bye!
Thank you for coming! If you do like Taylor Swift... Welcome.
But I loved that. So, we're taking on the Eras Tour for round two. Mother is here, and Brooke and I are getting to experience it for the second time tonight. And
by saying we are very grateful to have gone once already and to be going again.
But this time just feels different.
We went in Atlanta. It was April of 2023, which was a year and a half ago. Skye was 16.
I was a junior in high school.
She was 16 years old. She was so young.
Wait, are you sure?
You turned 17 in August, and then you turned 18 in August.
Wow.
She was 16 years old, like, barely a year off of 15. Like, she was a baby. I wasn't engaged. I was living in a different city than I am now. Like, so much has happened since the last time we've seen Taylor Swift.
I was in my rep era.
She was not dating Travis Kelce.
No.
And Tortured Poets Department was not in the show. And so I feel like we're getting a new
show. It was
not
even a thing.
It wasn't a thing. Well, it was a thing, I'm sure, to Taylor. Because, you know, she's, like, got 2030 planned. Like, I promise you she does.
That makes me feel safe.
It does make me feel safe.
Taylor knows.
I don't even know where to start. Let's just do like a little recap. So she performed in New Orleans last night already. And we were trying to walk the line of like, we don't want to know too much because we still want that like fresh feeling of like excitement and like not knowing what to expect. But also I had a friend there. And so it's we had someone so on the
end. So hard.
And then I found out that there's this app called Swift Alerts, and it'll literally send a notification to your phone and tell you what outfit she's wearing and what the surprise song is, like, the second it's happening. And I did, in fact, download the app. And so,
So, Brooke and I are
we
sitting
didn't do
in,
well.
Brooke and I are sitting in the car last night eating ice cream, and
she's arguing. Going, yeah.
It says she's in the Speak Now era.
Yeah. So let's talk about a few things for last night. So she's in New Orleans. New Orleans has like these big friendship bracelets all over the outside of the dome. There's been so much craziness happening. The whole town is Taylor Swift coded. The newspaper yesterday was Taylor Swift. Even the ads in the newspaper were all like Taylor Swift themed with her lyrics. Like,
every bar you go into has a Taylor Swift menu.
Bourbon Street, they cleaned it. Because New Orleans, they've come up out on the news and said this, they're treating it like the Super Bowl as a practice round. So they cleaned all the streets, they've added all the security, like everything they're doing for the Super Bowl, they've done for Taylor Swift.
They pressure washed the roof of the Superdome.
No,
that's
yeah, like
crazy.
Like, when your mom says guests are coming over and she wants it to look like no one's ever lived here, like, that's what New Orleans did for Taylor Swift.
And that's hard for New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're dirty. It's dirty here.
I saw a joke that said they, like, told the rats to go back home for this weekend in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Crazy. Anyway, it's been crazy.
And I ask Brooke, I'm like, does she get her own hype? Does she know all of our menus are now Taylor Swift?
Yeah, like does she? Like, I know she knows she's big. But has she gone undercover recently and, like, just walked down a street and seen her impact?
There are women singing Taylor Swift karaoke from all of the different states in the streets of the French Quarter right now.
No, Bourbon Street, which is, like, notoriously known for bars, strip clubs,
tourists.
Drinking, throwing up, tourist, drunks.
Murdered.
Yes, occasionally.
like, it's not the safest place in the world.
Perfectly clean. And there are 12-year-old girls and their moms.
Yes.
Singing karaoke in the streets, and they're literally screaming Taylor Swift, and it's a group of 100 people. Bourbon Street is the safest it has ever been.
And everyone's loving it.
And we better be there today.
I really want to go.
So stay tuned for that. So New Orleans has really been shaping up. It's really clean around here. Last night, at night one, they didn't get a guest, and everybody thought they did.
She started 15 minutes
Because she started
early.
15 minutes early, so everybody thought there was a guest. There wasn't. Will we get a guest? I don't know. Will we get Reputation announced? I don't know. She wore the gold and black.
Which has a 2 on the background.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, like, all of the info, basically this whole tour, which has lasted almost 2 years now, she's wore a black and red bodysuit. Like, black and red.
Or rep era.
Hasn't changed. All the other costumes, there's different variations, different colors, rep hasn't changed. And all of a sudden in Miami, she brings out this gold one.
And she only has, like, how many shows left in the U.S.? Not that many.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why would she get a whole new outfit?
Indianapolis is next. And then I think she goes to Canada. And then it's, like, over.
And why would she get a whole new outfit for the last little bit of the tour?
Yeah. And so in her music video from Reputation, I don't even know if you realize this.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew the background.
Oh, I know.
So she has 3 rings. And one is black and red. One is gold and one is silver, and they're all snakes. And so when we get
the black and red, when we got the gold,
when we get that silver bodysuit, it's game
over. It's over for all of us.
Game over.
It is Taylor's world. We're just living it. Yep. And we know it's coming. It has to.
Yeah. So that was crazy. Gold and black last night. If we get the silver tonight, we will be melted into the floor. Like, we're not leaving that dome. Like,
there's no way she's gonna do gold for night one, and then we get the silver.
Anyway, I was trying to talk about guests, and then I keep going off, like, we're so excited, we can't even keep our own heads on straight. Blake Lively was there last night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Ryan Reynolds.
I love her.
I love her, and I love to see Taylor's besties coming to New Orleans out of all of the shows they could have went to. Like, Blake Lively. And yeah. She wasn't even the, like, you know they have the VIP tents that are covered? And, like, they can go back and they can kind of, like, be hidden.
Be on the down low.
Yeah, they're low-key. No. She was in, like, a fenced-off thing that just had chairs. No covering.
Oh, I saw that.
She was signing autographs. She was taking pictures with the fans. Like, my heart. Josh Hutchinson was there. I don't really know why. I don't know his correlation to New Orleans. If you don't even know who I'm talking about, it's PETA in Hunger Games. Used to love him.
Everyone's getting autographs.
He's a great guy. But, like, I don't understand, like, his correlation with the Eras Tour, why he was there.
Hunger Games. She has, like, two songs from the Hunger Games. To support.
I guess. But,
Safe
like,
and Sound.
Does he live here?
I don't know. He was supporting.
I don't know. But then I also just think about all these celebrities.
Who can show up for us?
Including Taylor Swift. And the fact that we, like, live by the airport and they had to, like, drive past the things that we drive past to get down there. Like,
they had to drive on our interstate.
Like, we've seen things and driven on roads that Taylor Swift has not driven on but ridden on. Because, let's be real, she's not driving.
Yeah.
Which is, it's fine. I'm just, like, I'm in a really excited mood today.
And you were telling me yesterday that I wasn't giving you the energy you needed.
You're giving it to me today, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. I told you I needed sleep.
Yeah.
But now I'm so giddy I could pee my pants.
So, last night the surprise songs were our song mashed with Call It What You Want. We're a little sad about that one. Like, I'm not as sad as Sky.
No, I'm sad because before we even knew that, I said, Brooke, if she sings Call It What You Want for the acoustic...
Yeah. I really want Getaway Car. And so, they didn't sing Getaway Car, but also she's only doing mashups now. Like, she's not really just singing a surprise
song. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And then she sang Black Dog mashed with Haunted. And let me just tell you, when I received the text from my friend who was at the concert, I might get haters from this if we have some true Swifties listening, but, like, Sky also, so I'm going to put her under the bus as well. We thought it was a typo. Like, I didn't even realize there was a song called Black Dog. I just have not devoted myself to Tortured Poets Department as much as the other albums, and so I didn't know that that was a song. I thought it was a spelling mistake.
Maybe we need to listen to it and see how good it
is. Well, she's not going to sing it now, so I feel like it's okay.
No, but now I'm curious as to what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. And...
But I am upset about missing... Call What You Want.
Yeah, so...
But it's fine because ours could be so good.
Right. We were going through the list last night. So, like, anything from Debut or Speak Now or Fearless, like, I just don't think it gets enough time, so I would be, like, really happy if one of those got thrown in.
Our mom wants her to sing Tim McGraw.
And she wants Tim McGraw to come out. Yeah, she loves Tim McGraw.
Because he's from here.
He is from here. She absolutely loves Tim. Like, she has been to the House of Blues to see Tim and has touched, like, Tim and Faith's hand. Like, she loves Tim McGraw.
Like, when Tim comes on in the store, she goes, ooh, I know that voice.
No, loves. Like, joined a Tim McGraw fan club and, like, got sent a blanket and a cloth with his face on it. And, like, she hung that cloth in that office. Like, don't think she did it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's really hoping for Tim McGraw to come out. We've talked about Guest a little bit. So, there's this theory about Post Malone. For every concert weekend, Taylor Swift has posted a thank you. Whenever she went to Miami, she was like, thanks so much, Miami. She posts pictures from the tour. Like, she thanks them. And in Los Angeles, she did 6 or 7 nights, and she never posted and thanked them. Like, and it's really odd for Taylor Swift to do that, because she does it for every other city. So everybody's like, why did she not make a post for Los Angeles? Like, what's going on? Like, was this intentional? Was it not? Did she just forget? Let me tell you, nothing Taylor Swift does is not intentional. And so, there's this theory, because there was no LA post. When you write that out, it spells Nola Post, and everybody thinks Post Malone is gonna be in New Orleans. It's so far, but honestly...
But he was gone last night.
I don't know. Maybe he was busy. Like, he's on his own tour also. He just did a bunch of shows in Alabama.
I don't know what I thought it was about, but it was not that. But
so, yeah, that's the gist on that.
Okay,
I don't know.
Can I tell our theory?
Or what we want? It's not mine. I saw it on TikTok.
No, can I tell what we want?
Yeah.
We want and see so much potential for Taylor to bring Queen Lana Del Rey out.
Yes.
And sing Snow on the Beach.
Yeah.
Because, Lana just married...
She loves Lana.
...the swamp tour guy in Louisiana.
Yep.
So it makes sense for her to be here.
And she wasn't at the concert last night.
And we know Taylor loves Lana. She redid the whole song to include more of Lana.
And personally, I just think, like, Saturday night's your big show, right? Like, Friday people had to work. Sunday people have work the next day. It's a school night. Saturday's your big show.
So she brings Lana out tonight.
Hopefully. I don't know. The TikTok I saw on Instagram that was, like, projecting this was really funny. Because she was, like, I don't know, she's, like, married to an ogre or something. Which is, just, like, a hint. Like, welcome to me, swamp. Like, haha. But, realistically, let's be real. Like, Taylor Swift loves Lana Del Rey. She redid a whole song just so that we could hear her more. Like, she's not going to do that for someone she doesn't love. So why wouldn't she take the opportunity?
Snow on the beach. If not, so much lost potential.
Yeah.
So
much lost potential. And if they get it on night three, I'm really happy for the people that get to go. And I'm really sad for myself.
And I'm going to pass away.
Yeah. Maybe a little.
Anyways.
And so she, last night, we talked a little bit about Reputation outfits. She had a lot of new outfits. She wore a brand new surprise song dress that was, like, ombre.
Yeah, but that's not even as important.
I don't know what it means, but again, I don't think that Taylor Swift does anything that's not intentional.
It was red, white, and blue.
It means something.
You actually believe that it means something?
Yes, because she... There's this whole other theory. I've been spiraling into TikTok this weekend specifically.
I see that. That's become very...
There's this whole other theory. Whenever she originally came out with Reputation, she used to use this specific shade of ombre in all of her posts. And then she's been, like, wearing certain dresses and doing certain things that reflect those ombres to hit Reputation. It's like this whole thing. I don't know.
I think I didn't go that far. She has a room in her house with all of her Easter eggs, like, on a list. Because how can she keep...
There's a whole marketing team, and they don't... I forget what the name of the marketing company is, but it's a marketing company that she created, and it's all of her stuff. And I would love to be a member of that marketing team.
Like, how do they keep track?
How do they come up with this stuff? I don't know. I really don't know.
But do you think it's Taylor coming up with it, or her marketing team?
I mean, she's a mastermind. I don't know. I have no idea, but it's really impressive. Anyway, so Speak Now, she wore a purple top, a yellow skirt, and green shoes. Did you see she had green shoes?
No.
Mardi Gras, so cute. And that was a whole new outfit for New Orleans.
But I saw someone on TikTok was like, she's gonna do this, and then she did it, and I was like, that's kind of impressive.
Maybe they have it in. Point is, we're really excited for tonight. We don't even know what to expect. What are you, like, the most excited for tonight? Like, pick out a singular song or moment.
Marjorie. I love Marjorie.
Really? Like, the whole night you're most excited for Marjorie?
You said song.
I said specific song or moment.
Moment? I really want to get a friendship bracelet from someone.
But you have to trade, and we don't have any.
I know, but maybe they'll just be like, I saw you didn't have any. Here's one. I want to see everyone's outfits.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the outfits.
And I want to know what celebrities are going to be there.
Yeah.
What about you?
I just like when that song starts playing before the intro and that you know it's the last song that she plays before the countdown. And when we start to see that countdown on there, like,
we will be spiraling.
I just get this feeling that I'm, like, at Tower of Terror and I'm at the very top and, like, it's about to drop any second. Like, my stomach is in knots, but, like, in the best way. Like, when you're on a roller coaster and, like, you know you're about to have, like, this, like, rush of adrenaline. Like, that's what I get when the clock appears on the screen. I'm not really that hard of a fangirl, like, in real life. Like, I know all these theories. I am a fan. Don't get me wrong. Like, I am a fan through and through. But, like, I'm not going to go up to someone who's, like, bad-talking Taylor Swift and tell them something. Like, I also haven't, like, really dove into the new album. But I go way back. Like, I went on the Fearless tour, like, when I was 12 years old. So I go way back. The concert and, like, being there, the energy, the people around you, that it's, like, it's such, like, girlhood, because it's girls that are 10 years old all the way to, like, their sisters, their moms, like, people like us.
Their grandmas, like...
No, yeah, like, full-on grandmas there. It's just, like, there's just some nostalgia connected to it that it just, like, brings up so much joy and happiness and excitement that when I'm there and when I'm around it, I just feel like I turn into, like, this complete fangirl, and I just have this, like, excitement.
There's something about it being, like, mostly all girls, too. Like, there's your occasional boyfriend that's dressed as the Heartbreak Prince, but other than that, like, it's literally just all girls, and everyone's just complimenting each other, and I love that for us.
Yeah, like, it's just that feeling that you get, and it's...
Yeah, and then I have to write a lab report on Sunday.
You should write it about Taylor Swift.
Oh, my lab report?
Yeah.
It's about enzymes, but okay.
No. Like, you should drop in, like, lyrics.
I don't think.
Well, I think that's our episode. I know it wasn't what we originally planned for episode 3. This is a little more just, like, updated where we are with our lives.
We had to catch y'all up before we
But we had to catch you up, and we always are gonna, like, be realistic, and again, this is supposed to be something fun for us, and so at the end of the day, we have to prioritize what's going on around us and what's going on in our lives, and hopefully we'll be able to bring you along with us. We're still gonna talk about that topic eventually, but like I said, we just want to make sure that we put the time into it and devote what it actually needs.
Yay!
Okay. Well, I think that's it.
Bye, sister.
Bye, sister.